You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Media
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Happy, we're in this full flower moon energy day. How is that? The full moon is on Saturday. So May 1st, beginning of the month, beginning of one of my favorite months other than June. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be here tonight. In case you don't know who I am the Mini Medium. And I am always happy to be here on A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. Always, always. So I've been kind of just in and out lately, and I apologize for that, but I've just been through a lot. If you haven't listened to my last few shows or watched, you know, if you watch me on social media, but we had an unfortunate passing. My brother, my eldest brother had passed away on the 8th. And so we're kind of navigating through all of that. And, you know, death is always so hard. And even as a medium, you know, I mean, I'm human as well. People are like, well, but don't you find more comfort? And I say, well, I mean, I find comfort in knowing I'll see him again. You know, I have that belief, but I also grieve, you know, so it's just interesting to see how people kind of think, you know, or how they think about, you know, grief and how mediums handle it. So, which is fair. So, but I'm just so delighted and happy to be here. And I can't wait to see what energy comes through. I'm always excited when my shows are right around the full moon or the new moon for that matter. So this full moon, man, I'll tell you, and the flower moon, I mean, who doesn't love flowers, right? So good. So we're going to do another funny one of these affirmations. If you guys were on, if you listened to my last show, well, it was actually 2 weeks ago, I got this new deck and well, there's three of them. I ordered them. I saw them, I think, on TikTok or something like that. And anyway, it was just kind of funny because they're humorous. They're kind of funny little affirmations. So we're going to read one of those. And I just laugh. Some of these I have to kind of make sure that they're appropriate because I don't know what can and can't be said, you know, on my show. But I always say that I'm always honest and I'm always transparent. But I mean, I'll be very respectful and make sure I censor myself. But so the affirmation for everybody. Now, the number 16 has been the number that I've seen all day today. 16. So if anybody understands what that means, when I see numbers, it's going to connect with a birth date or a death date and age. So this would be like the 16th of a month of any month, January 6th, the 1 and the 6, 2016, 16 years ago, the age of 16. So this is kind of how spirit likes to communicate and give me kind of heads up of who they are and validation. So we'll see kind of how that plays into tonight. And then tonight, after my podcast at 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, or are we daylight time? I never get those right. It's 7:30 Mountain Time. How's that? And then that's 9:30 Eastern. What is it? 8:30 Central, 6:30 Pacific. And I have no idea what the other times are. I apologize. I barely can keep track of my own. So anyhow, but I am going to be doing a live full flower moon free reading event. So hop on, say hello, let me know who you are, and you might get picked. And that'll be on my website, which is my Facebook page, Mini Medium, or it will be on my YouTube channel, which is Mini Medium 75, or Instagram now. I'm streaming there as well, which is Mini Medium 75. So go follow, go subscribe, come on, comment. You'll love it. We have so much fun. So, okay. All right. Let's get to this affirmation so we can get to calls. The affirmation, it's so cute. I'm going to show the picture. It says, I rage into a rampage of all that I want. Boy, doesn't that sound amazing? That's what I'm doing this year. I am raging into a rampage of all that I want this year. And I'll show you the cute little, the elephants there. Who doesn't love elephants? They're so cute, huh? Okay, let me read this real quick and then we'll take our caller. It says, guess what? You are the first to birth your destiny, a unique journey of mystical doors, spellbinding interactions, and fantastical adventures await you. It's all for you, infinite and overflowing with exhilaration and abundance. If you know you want something, why not go straight to it? Why are you dicking around? You wouldn't have the desire within you if you didn't have the ability to taste and achieve it. It's time to drop off your inner amateur at the gallows and turn to be pro. Get dirty and stampede into your future like a bundle of baby elephants splashing around the river. When you're authentic with your fascinations, existence becomes effortless. Be real, not perfect. Oh my gosh, I should have wore that shirt today. I have a shirt that says that, by the way. But it says, have fun because it feels good. The world is beautiful and you do have time. Go get it, my friends. Go get it. This is the year. It's the year of the fire horse. So go get what you want. All right. Well, what I want to do is take my first caller. And this is Justine from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Justine. This is Mini Medium. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good, my friend. How can I help you tonight?
Okay. So you are a medium. So
yes, ma'am.
is there anybody out there that wants to communicate? Is that too general or?
Okay. So just whatever flows through, is that kind of what we're hoping?
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, I will leave my mediumship open for sure, as I always do. I'm going to just pull a couple cards to see, mainly to see how they're going to validate, as I tell people, what my gifts are bringing. So I'm gonna mix these up a bit. Now, I don't know if you heard me mentioning the number 1616. Does that number resonate with you in any way?
Nothing particular is coming to mind.
Okay, that's okay. So please keep it in mind just in case. And then if it happens to, oh my goodness. Okay, I'm gonna show you what I just... This is the crazy stuff. So I'm going to kind of show really quick. The number 16, I counted the 16th card, and you, my friend, just pulled the number 16 tower card. So this may be why the 16? So, and I'm telling you, spirit will do this kind of stuff. Now, the, boy, that just gave me goosebumps. Ooh. The one card that, if you know anything about tarot, but the one card that readers don't like to see come in really is the Tower card. But it's not always bad. You know, it's not always something so chaotic or, you know, or tragedy. So the other card I pulled with your card is the beautiful Wheel card. And this Wheel card is actually the number 10. So we are actually in the year of the 10, which is actually the year of the 1 because we dropped the 0. So I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to think about, and you don't have to try to figure it out, you know, because I know these podcasts are really short and sweet, but I want you to go back either 16 years ago, Justine, or 2016 as a very significant time of change, because that is exactly what I'm getting with your cards. Okay.
Okay.
I am getting a really strong father. I'm getting, boy, my whole right side just got goosebumps and I'm being drawn to dad or on dad's side. So with that said, has your dad passed?
My dad has not. Both of his parents are passed.
Okay. Now, are you married at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. Sometimes this will be father-in-law. They don't come in and say, I'm father-in-law. I'm, you know, stepdad. They just come in as dad. So I have a feeling that this is possibly dad's dad, only because I'm paternal. I'll see what more I can get. But there's, I'm going to tell you, there's an emphasis on the younger version of him. So this would be my sign of of your son, if you have a son. So do you have a child? Do you have a son, my friend?
No, I don't have any children.
You don't have, okay. So then this would be dad wanting to talk about his son, which is your dad. Now, do you know why that I'm feeling the sense of disconnect with dad right now coming from your grandfather?
They didn't have the best relationship.
Okay. And how is your relationship with your dad, if you don't mind sharing?
Now it's good. When I was younger, it wasn't.
Okay. Now I see where we got it. I want you to go back to when you were 16 years old. Do you see where this is coming full circle? It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. It is your grandpa coming in and really talking about the relationship between you and, the relationship between your dad and him. I'm going to tell my producer, Dave, I'm going to sit with you for the rest of the night, hon. I'm not going to take any more callers. I have a lot coming in for you. Is that okay? Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Hey, fine. Hey. So grandpa, who's coming in, wanting to talk about the disconnect with dad. And it's a sense, I keep hearing your grandpa apologizing for the way that dad was with you when you were 16, and that it was something that your grandpa taught dad. It's a behavior, it's a cycle. And so there's such a feeling of this year being such, man, I'm getting choked up, a very transformational year for you, of even seeing the bond with you and your dad getting stronger, which is what this wheel card is about for you, my friend. This is so good. The wheel card is about finding your internal compass, and it's about following your north node, which is your purpose, which is your higher self. You're going through a spiritual awakening. Have you been feeling that? Do you know what that means?
I do. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I have been for the past 13, 14 years. Yeah, so I've been on a path for a long time.
Oh, I love you, my friend. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. I knew you had this beautiful spiritual side to you. And, you know, you said 13, 14 years, but I'm even feeling with 16 years ago, there's such a strong connection with that number. Girl, go to the casino and put money on 16.
That's what I was just at the casino on Monday. My parents dragged me there.
Oh my gosh.
I got to get out of here.
Well, when you go again and you win big on 16, I just want a little bit of credit. That's all.
Okay. All right. Not a problem.
Just a little. But what I love for you, hon, is that, you know, I've done mediumship, 29 years now, and I never question, even though your grandpa is really kind of just very faint, if you will. He comes in and he leaves. He comes in and he leaves. But I knew it had to be with dad. And, you know, what I love is this spiritual awakening and the fact that you are, you know, having a better connection with dad now and a better relationship. That part of your healing is about done. I mean, you can actually have a finish date on certain parts of your healing. And I feel like that's right there. It's so good. So then what happens is you complete that task, that test, and you have that spiritual awakening. And that's what's coming. And, you know, this tower card, is about really facing the difficult times in your life, you know, maybe childhood trauma, and finding it within yourself to see the good in it. And that's not easy to do. You know, I mean, I have my own childhood trauma crap, and I'm still working on forgiving the person that really hurt me back then. And I know I need to do that so I can level up and go to my next awakening. So I'm excited for you, my friend. I feel like your grandpa is so, I wish he would give me more. I know I talk a lot and really fast. I'm getting a lot already from him. Let me write I'm scribbling over here, by the way. I'm doing some automated writing. I love you're from Pittsburgh. My daughter is a Steelers fan. And we live in Utah.
Okay.
It's weird how it all came about. And I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. My husband is a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So we don't have an NFL in Utah. So we got to pick someone, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now I know the older we get, of course, you know, help things start to come in. And I know, you know, obviously your parents, you know, I'm sure are dealing with help things. It's just life. But one thing I keep getting from grandpa, I just heard a name like Joseph, J-O name. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I mean, he had a nickname that he used primarily, but my mom's, my stepdad who passed away, his given name was Joseph.
Oh my gosh, hon. It's your stepdad that's here. It's your stepdad that's here. Remember I said earlier, they'll come in and say, I'm dad, but they won't say stepdad.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Are you okay if I channel him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he said his name so clearly, which is very, I tell people when I tap into clairaudient and I hear a loved one's name come through so strong, it means that they are doing a lot of work on the other side, and really lowering their vibrational frequency so that I can connect and hear that so clearly. It means that stepdad has a purpose for being here. It's so interesting. He wants to come in. I still feel grandpa, you know, here wanting to talk about the time with your dad, but stepdad also has that message, if you will, of apologizing, but more towards you, more towards apologizing for the things that he feels he overstepped. He feels that he should not have said certain things. And, you know, I know as a step parent, my phone went all wonky. My electronics went weird. That always happens when we're down. But I also have a stepfather who is still, it's not easy being a step parent anyways. So, but there's something so beautiful about his energy coming in, and it's about you and wanting to help you with some health things. And I'm so focused on things that have to do with the blood. So I'm going to I don't want to get too personal. So I'm going to leave it at that. And then if you feel comfortable after the show, maybe shoot me an email or a message. And I would love to share more of what he's bringing in with your help. But let me ask you, when was the last time you had blood work done?
I've never had blood work done.
Okay. So he's just shown me my sign for full blood work and wanting you to just get kind of that baseline of numbers of really where you need to be. I'm not worried about your health. I'm going to tell you, and generally souls won't come in and share anything really significant because that's part of our journey, but they can give us a heads up and help us. So, and I feel that from him. Now, this doesn't mean you have to run out and get blood work done, hun. It does not mean, it just means he wants you to watch these things, specifically with even cholesterol, vitamin deficiencies. Just be mindful of that, okay?
Okay.
I find it interesting that he's coming in to give that kind of a message, but I also feel part of the healing that I see happening does connect with Joseph, with stepdad. So, and that's coming. How do you connect with October? He just said, mention October.
October is my birthday, my mom's birthday. Lots of birthdays in October, but me and my mom mainly.
Perfect. Okay, beautiful. This is his way of just wanting, if anything, to recognize, validate you, and then also mom. He really shows me that he really had a hard time and really, I don't know how to put this. He had a hard time with expressing his emotions in a very loving and maybe empathetic way. Does that make sense? I'm trying to interpret how he's bringing this through.
Yeah. I mean, when he and my mom were together, I was an adult and I was living in Atlanta at the time. So I wasn't even in the area, but I would come home a lot. And yeah, I mean, and I was kind of standoffish myself. So, I mean, it kind of went both ways. I mean, we got along and everything. There wasn't any animosity there. It's just, you know, I was very cautious.
Sure. You know. Yeah. And I literally heard him say, as you should. I literally just heard, as you should. And it's his way of knowing that, you know, he needed to earn your trust, you know. And of course, that's something I think is fair. And I love that the way he's coming in is also, wanting to give a message to mom. I'm going to share this quick message. And I always say, you don't have to share it with mom. I always say that, if you wish, that's fine. If not, don't feel obligated. Well, I don't know. He misses the walks on the beach. He showed me, or the water. He says, just tell her I miss those walks. Does that okay. make sense at all to you? Maybe you might have to ask mom.
I mean, they traveled a lot, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll tell her, see what she says.
I think just telling her, she'll know. It's one of those things where it was something very special between the two of them at the time. So, you know, just I pass it along. And one thing, I feel coming from, I'm going back to Grandpa now. Now I've got Grandpa popping back in. He's distant, and that's usually my sign from them that you didn't get the chance to really build a relationship with him, if at all. So did you know Grandpa very well?
I knew him. I was closer to my grandmother than I was to him. When you said he keeps coming in and out, I was just like, that's how he was. It's like he would be in the room and then he'd be gone.
Yeah.
And then he'd reappear again. And then
yeah, it's exactly what he's, I'm like, it's almost ADHD, like, you know, I'm giving him, you know, crap for it, but it's just who he was and I should say is, because the soul never changes. So, But I love that he just wants so much for you. And he just keeps saying how, I mean, you have just made him proud, and grandma as well. There's an overwhelming sense coming from maybe both of them, but it has to do with the fact that you have began to mend ties with Dad, and how they are just so happy that you are now doing that and the relationship is coming together. So, I mean, I think if anything, this is just him popping in again and just saying, let her know I see, and then, you know, and then exiting and going to do yard work. I literally see him going outside and like picking up a hoe. How weird is that? So I don't know if that was kind of what he did.
Now, see, I'm wondering, it was my other grandfather, who I actually, those are the grandparents that raised me, my mom's parents. He was the guard. He was always working out in the garden and doing yard work. Is everybody coming in?
I think you got everyone. I told you. That's why I was telling my producer, I'm like, I can't take another because I have so many. So, I just got the notification. I've got about less than a minute, but I think if anything for you, my friend, your beautiful energy, the spiritual work you are doing, and this beautiful awakening is why you have all these loved ones wanting to come in and communicate and just give you their blessing. So I think it's beautiful. And I just hope you continue doing your Reiki and your energy work, because I feel like you're on this beautiful path. I love it. Well, I appreciate you. I thank you for calling in. You're welcome, my friend. And you have a beautiful night.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye. All right, you guys. Wow. What a beautiful reading. Look at all those souls coming in. I told you, full moon does it. I will see you guys next week. Love you much. Bye, guys. Take care.